Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dancing days
are here again. Ask the Expert. It's Wednesday afternoon with Reed Family Wellness here on WTAX, News Radio 1240, 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shea, they're all here. You can talk to them at 753-1240, 753-1240.
I was just mentioning a story over the break. Have a grandmother I'm treating, young grandmother, and she was asking me about her two-year-old grandchild who has had multiple bouts with ear infections, tubes, and continues to have problems and now allergies. And my first question was with the grandmother was, where do you think the child is going to go from here in the medical system? Because I can tell you the child is going to be put on allergy medications, ultimately find out that the child has reflux problems and probably reflux medications. And again, this is a young two-year-old child. But that's in the medical system, that's where the child will be headed. In our office, again, we get to the root cause of the problems. We can help children with allergies. We can help children with ear infections. Dr. Sean and Dr. Shea both in the past have talked about some success they had while in school with treating kids with that. And we've seen in the past, and we help kids with this. And again, last thing we need is a two-year-old on a bunch of medications as a child gets older.
Yeah.
So people want to be educated. People want to know.
Yeah, you can't let Big Pharma get their greedy hands on all the children of America. I mean, honestly, it's just in a situation like that. I mean, how sad is that? Obviously, you want to help the kid. You want the kid to be, you know, not miserable and dealing with all these symptoms. But like you were just saying, with the medical system, you're going to get medications for allergies and shots, and you're going to get, you know,
and they're frustrated.
Inhalers and all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
They're frustrated too because they don't know any other way how to attack these things.
And most people don't even know that a chiropractor and or someone in, you know, the natural field would have any sort of remedy for a situation like that.
Yeah,
and that's why we're here. That's why we're educating people. We want people to know. We want to help people. We want to help people's families.
Yeah.
You know, I've personally been very blessed with my family being very healthy, and I thank God for that on a daily basis. And we pray for, you know, we pray for answers, and I ask for help, and I want guidance, and I believe I've been given that guidance. I try to pass that on to people that we're treating. I was thrilled that this grandmother asked me because obviously she takes care of the two-year-old sometimes, and it upsets her, and it upsets me because I know there are answers out there that are better than what's being done. And like we talked about earlier, all the drugs are, they're a magic pill. They're nothing more than a Band-Aid. We want children, we want families to be healthy. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah, and definitely the parents. I mean, I'm sure Dr. Chris, watching us grow up, any parent wants the best for their kid. They want their kids to be feeling good, happy, all of that. And I'm happy, and I know we've talked about this in past shows, just when Dr. Chris was watching over me one day, I had a fever. It was super high. It was like 105.
Yes, go ahead. I let it get up to 105 and a half, but I was comfortable with that, and go ahead and finish the story.
He did, and he just said, you know, try not to take anything for it, drink lots of water, stay away from sugar, and lo and behold, I came out of it, didn't have
no issues.
Any issues.
Why did I do that? Because again, I was comfortable with it. I spoke with some colleagues of mine at some vitamin companies I deal with on how to handle it. I was actually talking to her as I was dealing with my daughter at the time. And I had a patient that was a really interesting story that I think I may have shared in the past, but this is a gentleman I was treating. He was telling me about his daughter one time, had extremely high fever, and the medical system kept throwing antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic at her, and it was not helping. And the dad got just frustrated with it all, and at one point the dad said, I just said to them, stop. Let my daughter go. Let anything, just leave her be. No more drugs. The daughter's fever spiked at just over 106. Just over 106. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Daughter's fever spiked at just, and then the daughter got better. Again, we try to explain to people, why does the body get a fever? And the answer is because it's trying to kill the bug. The body's trying to self-heal. That's the way we were designed. And when you begin to understand that and you begin to experiment and do good things, and the body does respond. The body does self-heal. That's the way we were designed.
And like you talked about previously, you know, especially when kids are sick, parents don't like to see their children sick.
No.
And you go to the doctor, and generally the doctor will give you something to, you know, pacify you and make the child feel better. I was just being told a story recently about some people that we know, and they had a sick daughter, and she's little, and they took her to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, just let her ride this thing out. The medical doctor said, I don't want to give her anything.
Awesome.
So they didn't, but the grandparent of this child was not happy that the child was given nothing. Not happy. Like, we want this child to have something, even though the doctor says, I don't want the child to have anything because the child's going to be okay. But that's the thing that Dr. Chris has said on previous shows. It's like, doctors a lot of times will give the children something so they feel a little bit better so that the parents are okay. But really, it's like, you should let the child figure it out. Let their immune system work through it so that they're stronger for it. But it's one of those things. It's your kid. You don't want them to feel bad. You're sad that they feel bad. You're worried because, you know, you don't want anything to happen to them. And that fear aspect of things, I think, is a huge driver towards that, towards the medical system, towards the medications.
Fear, it's not only fear, but it's conditioning. You got to realize that for the last over 100 years in America, our brains have been conditioned to think, I'm sick, I need a medication. That's how we've been trained. That's how I was trained. When I got, you know, when I had issues in my mid-20s, I went to the medical doctor because I didn't know anything different. They put me on 3 drugs, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, pain pills for a bulging disc I had in my low back. And I was having daily headaches. Guess what? The drugs didn't help. They just made me feel drugged. So I just stopped taking them. I said, no, this is not what I want. And that's when I started researching. Again, this is when I was 24 years of age. So I've been studying this stuff and studying my body for 33 years. Trust me, the body is an amazing thing. We talk about that all the time. When you do the right things, dot your I's, cross your T's, take care of yourself, learn what to do. Again, what do parents do? Give their kids, they give their kids Gatorade, Pedialyte, all this stuff's full of sugar. I'm telling you, you know, one thing you can do, water only, water only, water only when your kid's sick and has a fever. Go ahead.
And that's just one of the things that always pops up. When your body's under stress, the one thing you should keep away is sugar, because sugar feeds infection. And that's what people, I feel like, stay sicker longer because they're not changing up their diet just by switching to water over coffee or tea or something that suppresses your immune system. I mean, that in itself is a huge deal.
Cut out sugar, cut out dairy, cut back on flours, things like that. Give yourself, you know, what food you do give your body, make sure it's good nutrient dense food, and let the body do its thing.
And it is all back to diet then. I mean, diet's a big deal. And we'll talk about diet and the aging process and some things that we read up on that were interesting.
All right, you're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. We'll continue with our show, and we'll wrap it up right after this.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Reed Family Wellness, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, Dr. Shea, 753-1240 is our number. Let's wrap it up today.
Yes, and don't forget to give us a call. Our number at the office is 217-698-5800. Website is Reed Family Wellness. That's REIDFamilyWellness.com. Please call any questions. We'd love to answer them.
I just had a young dad in here this morning in our office I was treating. And I was just asking him about Christmas, because Christmas is just around the corner, and he's got 4 young kids. And I said, wow, what an exciting time for you right now. And he said, yeah. I said, how excited are the kids? And he said, so excited, they can't stand it. And it just kind of took me back, oh boy, I guess 50 years now, just recounting the story about when I was a kid. And we used to sit in the back room of our second story house, and my dad would read us the book the night before Christmas. And this was on Christmas Eve. And then after my dad would read the book, then he would disappear and he'd go downstairs. And then about maybe 10 minutes later, we'd hear this bell that Santa would ring as Santa was leaving our house after he put all the presents out. And as soon as I heard that bell, I'd be sprinting down the hallway of our second story so I could run to the front window and see if I could see Santa riding away in a sleigh. But all those years I looked and it never happened. But I know Santa's out there and we love Santa.
Still exciting nonetheless.
Yes.
Before we went into that last break, we were kind of discussing, I said we'd talk about diet and the aging process. And I was reading something that I found interesting. Obviously, in America, we have a problem with diet, with overeating. I think next episode, we'll probably get more into the specifics of it. But anyhow, I was reading something that a comprehensive study was done globally and was covering disease. And it found that poor diet now contributes to 1 in 5 deaths around the world. And unhealthy eating has shown to kill more people than smoking. And so obesity and excess weight heavily plays into this. And it's apparently becoming the fastest growing cause of death currently around the world, not just in the United States, which was actually kind of surprising to me. But they found that, with the research that they've done as of recent, that cutting your calorie intake by 15% can slow the metabolic process that leads to aging and age-related diseases. So what is a problem that we have in America? And it's overeating. Overeating is, I think, that's something that most people probably do literally on a daily basis.
Keep in mind something, too. And when we talk about calories, I'm personally not a big fan of calorie counting. I am a big fan of getting quality calories. And what people need to understand in general is that the higher quality of calories that you get, the less calories you're going to need. Our brains need to be fed. And when we eat these, when people know all these processed carbohydrates, when we eat these processed carbohydrates, we'll process and destroys nutrition. So they don't have a lot of what's called nutrient density. They don't have a lot of nutrient value. But people are getting a lot of calories, but not a lot of nutrition. So the brain stays hungry, and then you got the whole stress factor, which we discussed earlier, that's not being addressed, and all of a sudden you're just creating problem after problem after problem, and people are getting heavier and heavier, and increased type 2 diabetes going through the roof, even in children. So quality of calories, if I can spit that out, is absolutely essential, and this is why we promote whole foods.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, and how simple is it just to cut? Obviously the quality is huge, but this is literally just saying cut the calories. And they say that when you do that, it decreases oxidative stress on the body. And oxidative stress has been linked to things like diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, and a lot of other age-related conditions. So think about that. Cutting some things out. We live in a society of excess. We have everything at our fingertips to a fault. I just found out recently, I didn't even know that this had ventured its way to Springfield, but now you can order your groceries online, have somebody go through the grocery store, pick them out for you, bring them to your door. Like, we are living in the future. We are already there. And I'm like, we were just discussing on one of the breaks, like, that's awesome, but it's just one of those things that's making us even lazier. But if people utilize it in the right fashion, it's like, hey, there's an extra hour and a half to your day that you can do what you want with.
As long as you're not sitting at a computer or sitting in front of the TV or et cetera.
And I jokingly said, obviously, most people we know, that's an extra hour for an episode of Game of Thrones if you don't want to utilize your time well. But that's where we're at, we are living in a time where things come very easily, and these poor foods are in front of our faces all the time. We can have whatever we want, whenever we want it. And we need to make the decision to not overdo it. In the same article, it was talking about, how developing countries, these third world countries are minimizing, the health risks of infectious diseases and malnutrition and dirty water and things of that sort that, once upon a time globally were an issue. In developed countries, these infectious diseases are not a problem anymore. But what they pointed out is, although these infectious diseases have, become, almost non-existent in countries like our own, chronic diseases have gone through the roof. Heart disease and diabetes and, all these problems, a lot of them linked to obesity. And what's it all tied back to? What we're doing with our body. Not putting good things in, and the brain and the stress aspect of it.
In our brain. So people, again, aren't understanding the stress, but that's why we keep talking about it. We keep talking about the stress because people don't get it. They don't understand it. But we're trying to help people put the pieces of the puzzle together to understand how stress affects your brain. And remember, we teach in our office and we go through something called a brain-body diagram to help people understand, but the brain controls every aspect of the body. If the brain gets out of balance, which it does from stress, then the body follows. So whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, knee pain, doesn't matter what it is, these things are all responding to stress on our brains, which is affecting our bodies. And you begin to treat the, you know, like we do in our office, you begin to treat, and it's amazing the things that can take place. And people become amazed, and it doesn't surprise us because we do it for, you know, this is what we do. But
why do we do it? People probably wonder, why do we take that approach? I just had a young kid come in today in his early 20s, and he's been other places before, and he likes chiropractic. And he got referred into our office anyhow, and I sat down and did the same thing Dr. Chris was just telling about. Like, we delve deep into the history. We delve deep into what the person's got going on, not just right now, but in all of their health history. What are they looking for? What kind of health do they want to have? And why do we do that? We do that strictly because we want to not only help you to get well now, we want you to be healthy into the future. We want to teach you some things that you can not only take forth to make yourself better, but to help people around you, your family. The thing that was awesome with this kid is he said right from the get-go, I was taking x-rays on him. He's like, I really like your approach. Like, I'm excited that I'm in here now. Like, you know, I've had great experiences in the past with chiropractic, but he's like, I can tell that you're going to take a lot more time to, you know, help me than I've had in the past. He's a lot of times, you know, I go into a place, I'll get adjusted real quick and I'm out the door, which is okay, I guess. You know, the chiropractic adjustment is the most powerful thing that we do. A lot of chiropractors work in that fashion where you come in, get your adjustment, you're out the door. We like to take a little bit more time because we, like I said, we want to help our patients to be armed with the knowledge to make themselves better.
Yeah.
We want people to be healthy.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we do. We don't just do the brain-body diagram just for certain patients. Every patient that comes in, we sit down and we break it down because, again, like Dr. Sean was saying, patients who have come in who have had chiropractic, they know what the adjustment does. They know what it feels like, wham, bam, and you're out the door. But to sit down and actually educate people as to why symptoms keep coming up, why they keep having these things repetitive over and over again, like low back pain. It's addressing the cause, not just the symptoms that are masking it.
And we talk about this, and again, you can throw, like you throw medication, it can be a Band-Aid, which it is. Chiropractic can be a Band-Aid. You get treated a few times, and you feel better, so you're out the door. But again, what happens, like a couple people recently, a woman and a man, low back pain, treat them 2 or 3 times, they feel a lot better. I said to them specifically, even though it feels better, it's not better. I said, don't kid yourself, you're still healing. Well, they went both and did something they shouldn't have done. One woman put up her Christmas tree and re-aggravated her back. The other guy was laying some tile. He's a tile layer, and he was moving some tile and retweaked his back. So we take the time. We want people to be educated. We want people to know why things are happening. That's so crucial.
And as we say on the show, if any of you have interest in what we're talking about, you know, feel free to get in contact with us. We always take this radio show, turn it into podcast form. It goes on our Facebook page at Reed Family Wellness. We want people to hear this, what we have to talk about, because people aren't hearing it otherwise. So,
all right, we're just about out of time here. How exactly do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Number is 217-698-5800, or visit our website at reedfamilywellness.com.
And your office is at where?
2920 Chatham Road.
All right.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's going to do it for this week. We'll see you next week. After Christmas. This is it. Take care, everybody.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.